Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We'll know more in the next couple of months. If you want a surefire investment, go book as many rooms as you can at the Hay Adams Hotel across from the White House, because every foreign trade representative is going to be coming to America to meet with the Trump administration, try to negotiate. So it'll be 3 or 4 months before we know what the final tariffs are going to be. Last point, we're in uncharted waters. Tariffs are more art, in my opinion, than science. Tariffs are like whiskey. A little whiskey under the right circumstances can be refreshing. Too much whiskey under the wrong circumstances, and you end up drunk as a goat.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
I have to tell you, Griff, John Kennedy is a national treasure with some of those sayings he comes up with.
The Kennedy-isms are a national treasure that one day will hopefully live in the Smithsonian Museum, which is gets millions of visitors and an important museum. But I actually am standing right now in the now closed EPA Museum. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin on Monday shut down the EPA Museum here on 12th Street and Constitution because Biden built it about a half a year ago for $4 million. It costs $600,000 to operate annually, and it's had less than 2,000 visitors because no one knows it exists. It didn't come, and it's all part of him clawing it back. And the damnedest thing, Mark, I'm a couple of minutes late calling in with you because we just wrapped a great interview with Zeldin. He's walking me through the museum, and there's a great timeline, as museums have, and it starts with, 1970, Richard Nixon, a Republican, founds the EPA and all the causes, and then it goes to the 90s, and some of the stories we're all familiar with. And then it gets to 2014, where it's talking about a plan working with the Native Americans. And then all of a sudden, it goes from 2014 to January 20th, 2021, with Biden wearing a mask in the Oval Office.
Skipped over.
We were wondering, what happened with the Trump administration? It literally skipped the entirety of the Trump administration.
Wow. I mean, who wants to go to an EPA museum, really?
Thank you.
Who, when they're trying to plan their trip to D.C., is like, we have to hit up the EPA museum?
Well, and, look, Lee, Zeldin talks about, this is all about cost saving. But even if you were trying to, you know, do some sort of museum to honor our history's environmental past, you know, he says, why would we do it all one-sided in such a partisan way that you omit the Trump years? And pretty much it's just driving literally the first thing you walk into, the first thing you see is a big exhibit. And by the way, this is like a one-room thing, but it's the road to environmental justice. And then you walk past that and you're standing into a life-size wall that says, what is climate change?
Oh,
and goes right
gosh.
Into, it goes right into that. And so his point is that this is just so blatantly partisan that is basically a shrine to environmental justice warriors and climate change. And then our conversation went a little deeper into he's fighting. You may have seen news today. This judge, Tanya Chutkan, who you'll recall had one of the criminal cases against Trump in the election. And that judge is currently trying to hammer him, Lee Zeldin, on the $20 billion he's clawing back from all these grants under Biden's greenhouse gas fund that went to specifically special interest groups like environmental justice warriors and climate change advocacy groups.
Why do judges think they have the authority to do that? I think this is going to get to the Supreme Court, and they're going to throw some of these out on their ear. So my question, you said there's only been 2,000 people go through this thing since it opened. Like, do they have a sign-in sheet? Is Jill Stein's name on there? Like, the are these are all Green Party members or what?
I haven't seen the the ode to Jill Stein yet. I don't think she made it. There's basically the only thing that's in here that's kind of interesting, by the way, is a giant yellow hazmat suit. Back in the day, I guess in the, you know, 80s or 70s, they had to go into these situations. And I said, this is actually kind of cool. Are you going to keep this? He said, nope. Building's closed. If the case was open, you could take it home with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that what we say? But by the way, I said, what are you going to do with all the money that you're calling back? And he said, well, we're going to do what President Trump has made his mantra, which is all Americans, every American should have clean air, clean water, in a safe environment. And one of the things he's going to do is he'll travel soon out to San Diego to see firsthand that sewage coming out of the Tijuana River that shut down San Diego beaches, seals in Coronado getting sick, and address it head on and actually do what the EPA was created to do, which is be a federal partner to work with local entities that have environmental problems and solve them.
I agree we should all have clean air, clean water, all of those things are very important. But it is interesting to me that so many people, the first thought when we save this money is, well, how can we spend it? What else are you going to spend it on? Versus, wow, we should just pay off debt with it, because we have $33 trillion in debt. And the whole idea is to get the national deficit, the debt, down.
Yeah, but it's already allocated, right? I mean, he pretty much has to spend it, doesn't he?
But do you really have to? I guess if Congress already passed that, I don't even know.
It's a great question. And so in what the Judge Chutkan is trying to do in the case of the $20 billion clawback is to freeze those funds. But he is saying that these funds are allocated to groups that aren't worthy of receiving it because they were set up to receive this slush fund money, as opposed to clawing the money back out of the grant and then spend it either on giving it back to the taxpayers in some form, or more importantly, to do what the mission of the EPA should be doing and have that money available for that. He's also, by the way, greatly reducing the footprint of the building. Right now, the EPA occupied 5 buildings across 2 blocks in D.C., and he's saying, we don't need that kind of space. We're going to get it down and create a more efficient model, and he's going to need some space because COVID's over, people are back to work, but yet he's trying to find ways to do it. And asked him about the Doge guys. He has 3 Doge employees that are EPA staff members that are coming up every day with different and new things to look at and to consider for the chopping block.
I have 1,000 questions about that, but I'm going to run out of time here. Yesterday, didn't you cover the Trinidad-Aragua story, like all the blow up over the guy that supposedly got flown back home and wasn't supposed to because of a judge's order?
That's right. It was the MS-13 guy. And you know what, Brago Garcia is his name. So he was on the flight that went to El Salvador. He's in that prison, and now they're saying the lawyer for Garcia saying that he wasn't supposed to be there. But what happened was this guy from El Salvador illegally crossed the border in 2011. He's picked up in 2019, and an immigration judge found credible evidence verifying he was an MS-13 gang member and he was a flight risk, so he was in ICE detention for a while. Somehow he gets released under Biden. ICE picks him back up and puts him on this deportation flight. Now you've got the lawyer saying, well, the immigration judge that said he was MS-13 also granted him protective status to not be sent back just to El Salvador because he, quote, had credible fear of harm from a rival gang. And so the situation now is like, well, hang on a second. How are you saying, even though the judge found him to be an MS-13 gang member, that he's not a gang member, and yet he's protected from getting sent to El Salvador because he's worried a rival gang is going to harm him? And so there's a lot of holes in there. The Trump administration is admitting that they did make a mistake in sending him to El Salvador as opposed to any other country,
yeah.
Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, you name it. But ultimately, the lawyer for Garcia is going to have an uphill climb, I think. I'm not a lawyer, but insofar as the judge is going to say, what do you want me to do? Because the jurisdiction now is in El Salvador. So even if the Trump administration asked El Salvador to send the guy back, they have jurisdiction. It's not like we can control it on this end anymore.
Yeah, so now we're in the business of protecting gang members from other gang members. That's just utter nonsense. Griff, thank you, my friend. Lots of great information today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, and I'll send you some nice pics from the EPA Museum.
Please
about
do.
The history of environmental justice, which is now history itself.
That's the only way I'll ever see it. Thank you.
See
All right,
guys.
See you, buddy. Appreciate it. Who would go to the EPA Museum?
Number one tourist spot, according to TripAdvisor, EPA Museum.
Yeah, that's it.
Get more at 971talk.com.